Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, May 17, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. Hiring an attorney to assist in a car collision claim requires understanding your specific case, a lawyer's skill level, ability to build relationship with clients, loyalty and integrity when defending your interest will make a big difference in the resolution of your claim. So what should you be looking for when hiring an attorney after a car accident? Let's talk about it today on Talking About You with Estra. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for Talking About You with Estra, radio show, Estra's TV, and blog. Most personal injury lawyers have built up either an adversarial or congenial relationship with local insurance companies. Personally, I have dealt with both types of attorneys. My personal preference is one with an adversarial stance because I've found that they are less able to be manipulated by insurance companies. However, the length of time to receive benefits takes longer because typically insurance companies take a hard stance against these cases. If this stance is the one you are more interested in and receiving a fair and equitable claim, this may be the type of attorney that will operate in your best interest. Basing a decision on all the available information helps meet needs and goals for your case. Both attorneys and insurance companies' reputations are known within the community. Both attorneys and insurance companies have resources to ascertain character of the other. Typically, the only person whose information is limited is the client's or insured's. Today, we'll spend our time talking about knowing thyself before selecting an attorney. Is attorney style communication or manipulation? Attorney selection and contracts. Lawyers and auto insurance company relationships. And hiring an attorney after a car accident. Place your questions or comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. What is your temperament? How long do medical professionals estimate recovery time, or have you determined estimations from learning about others with the same condition out on the internet, possibly? Sometimes people who have gone through the same injuries will be more eager to share their journey with you, which allows insight from viewing experiences firsthand from an injured perspective. However, no two people heal at the same level. Hopefully, this will give insight to possible time ranges. Questions to ask yourself when considering the selection of an attorney include, how well do you interact with people? What communication style do you prefer to talk with, especially when injuries may be causing a great deal of discomfort, which means usually less patience? Is your personality more of a serious nature or optimistic? Take a moment and write down what your personal needs are, preferences in communicating with attorneys, how often, information updates you need on a regular basis, and how much leeway you prefer an attorney to take on your behalf. By the way, some attorneys divulge information perhaps you hold sensitive. Therefore, make sure what you share is legally required and expect that they may share with others. Also, in my opinion, some seek out historical experiences that can be used to encourage settlement regarding claims at a later date. Therefore, it's important to learn the style and behavior of a lawyer before sharing information. From my perspective, it's important to take the time to get to know them and evaluate if they are or will work on your behalf. Relationships take time to build. Take it piece by piece, step by step. Most attorneys consider their time precious and you should also consider your time this way. Mutual respect can accomplish much for a claim. However, an attorney who will be straightforward with you and discuss the conversation they have with anyone communicating information regarding your claim, and particularly some important issues that are being discussed, makes the claim run smoother, rather than learning this information at a later date and it causing conflict. My experience, if attorneys see their role or themselves on the level of the insurance company or employer, meaning not necessarily on an equal footing with the client, they may not be seeing you in a light that will effectively bring a satisfactory claim outcome. Therefore, make sure to select someone that can relate to you and your situation. It is important that both medical professionals and attorneys share who is contacting them in order to stay in the loop. Realize many of these people may be communicating on a regular basis for other injured individuals. Thus, there can be pressure placed upon them to cooperate in order to receive their fees. The money is coming typically from an insurance company, not just for your claim, but others. This can cause havoc on the bottom lines of anyone assisting in personal injury claims. So learn about everyone involved in the process of evaluating your claim. Evaluate how you will handle intrusions or harassment if the situation arises until recovery. It helps to communicate the expectations at the start of each relationship. Request to be notified if anyone contacts them regarding your case and the reason why. Many times, professionals like to take the lead in their area of expertise. This can be acceptable because this is the reason why they are helping with your recovery. However, remember, you are the reason they are getting paid for services, whether out of your own pocket or the insurance. So you have the final say about what's in your best interest. Don't be intimidated into thinking that you have no input on how decisions are made in your care. For I guarantee you, the moment the money runs out, then the help will dry up immediately. So be your best advocate on medical care and financial services. Also note, when you sign the contract with an attorney, you've given him rights to speak to anyone. So you need to make sure that he keeps you informed with who he's talking to and why. Unfortunately, most people don't realize this until all the money is gone. And this does not mean that you still don't need help, because in many cases, people do need additional medical care. Also be aware insurance companies have expectations on the length of time and cost of care of specific injuries. Therefore, there is no guarantee what expenses will end up being covered. Actually, most attorneys also have an idea of these estimates the insurance companies are willing to accept. By staying in the loop of communication, you are better able to decide if the attorney you are sitting across from will be working in your best interest, theirs, insurance companies, or employers. In my opinion, if they want to get around sharing information about you they're not supposed to, they've been doing this long enough to be able to do so. So think about how you will respond if someone or some of these situations occur and how you want to handle them before it actually happens. It makes it a lot easier. This will place you in a better position and allow for an effective way in putting things in perspective. As I've said many times before, this really is about you. Yes, and I understand this may be a difficult time to do this, especially when you're not feeling well. If you have someone close to help navigate this process and put a strategy together, this will help take some of the stress off of you. Writing this down before needed will make a traumatic situation less overwhelming. Believe me, there will be plenty of issues to navigate. Each show, I like to share locations where you can join me, Estra, for additional conversations. So come out and say hello. Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio has over or almost 100 plus archives for your listening pleasure. So go out and listen to auto insurance claim information, employer benefits dealing with ERISA, general car accident information, and much, much more. Also, you can visit me out on Facebook. There are three locations. It's Talking About You with Estra, Estra's Blog Tips, and Disability Counter Surveillance. Also, You can visit me on Estra's Blog Tips out on Blogger. It's Estra's official car accident site, which contains articles, TV, and audio. Also on Twitter, you can visit us at Estra's Blog Tips, at Estra's TV, at Estra's Radio Show, and at Estra's Book Club. Also, we have new to our edition is Estra's TV on Instagram. Come out, take a look at the photographs. Coming soon, there'll be more videos out there, and we look forward to having you as a follower. When communicating intelligently with an attorney, they realize you will be paying attention during the claim process and be monitoring progress, conversations, making requests for information, and where the claim is headed. In order to stay up with your claim, or you or someone must be willing to do the research at each stage. Otherwise, how can you approve a request and make an informed decision? Or are you just strictly going to rely on what your attorney is saying, or anyone else for that matter? How are you going to evaluate what is being said? It is only by learning that best decisions are made. Personal advocacy is so important. Trusting others is not necessarily a bad thing, but verify. From my experience, this is very important in your approach to a claim. This allows for any things that happen that are not in your best interest to rise to the surface. Sometimes you may not learn everything at the time to change course, but the greater knowledge gained, the better chances of an acceptable outcome. Some attorneys come out and just tell it like it is, allowing you to make the decision regarding the claim, while others will attempt to intimidate you into making decisions in which perhaps they feel are in your best interest, theirs, the insurance companies. Can you decipher who you're dealing with? For example, do you constantly feel pressured into making decisions you don't want to make? Are most requests for information a search for discovering information to assist the insurance company down the road? Or do your requests for information get ignored? Are there threatening requests on how your claim outcome will happen if you don't act in some way? Do attorneys constantly provide information on what auto insurance companies or employers want, disregarding your premise of the claim? From my perspective, trust your own intuition. If not in agreement, ask for more information or additional explanations. From my opinion, the more you know and understand, chances are your best interests will be protected. So don't tolerate manipulation tactics if you find yourself in this situation. Remember, attorneys work for you, and no matter how pushed, you can always say no. And if things get too bad, you can end this relationship. Make sure to understand your contract before making this decision. Anyone writing the contract usually writes things in for their best interest. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share your car accident experiences. It's nice to have a place to share struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also, recently reviewed videos include Harassment and Intimidation of Injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefit, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidation in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. The discussion of this experience is rarely mentioned due to the shame-based tactics to silent abuse victims. Fortunately, some do decide to stand. It is important to bring awareness to the plight of those injured in a car accident facing harassment and intimidation. Any average citizen is only one accident away from this possible bad faith treatment. Each of us must make the decision, legislation which allows this to happen, or the fine print placed in the contracts is unacceptable. This is a must-see video, and it's free. It's out on Estra's TV, YouTube user, Estra's Blog. Meet Estra video can also be viewed out on IMDb, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. This is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience entails. Taking on people with influence and power means coming up against tactics that are foreign and scary for most people. The saying of games afoot is an understatement. The more exposure to this game, the better, in my opinion. Wondering if what you see before your very eyes is true? Disability Surveillance 101 brings these issues to light. This video shares what to look for, privacy, retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also, this last week I noticed an abundance of fake links placed on search engines by harassers. To ensure viewing legitimate ESTRA links, look for the 3 stars from my official website. All links are G-rated and acceptable for all audiences. Otherwise, you may be viewing information from fake links. If unsure, go directly to my official website, estras.blogspot.com, or at Estras Radio Show on Twitter, or Estras TV YouTube user Estras Blog. Thank you. The 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is available in case involved in a collision this year. Stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. You can stop by on eBay under Estra's Car Accident Help or my official car accident site on Blogger for more information. There you can spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. Putting off to the last minute, meaning being in search of a lawyer after an accident, puts you in a vulnerable position. It's like going to buy an item at the peak of demand. You are already at a disadvantage because you are in need of a product or service that everyone else also needs. Also, in some cases, this does not give you time to make a decision that is always in your best of interest. Although most states provide 3 years to resolve a claim, other circumstances might arise where you need the protection of an attorney much sooner. Most of us cannot afford A-listed attorneys because they are priced way above our pay grade unless they are willing to take our cases pro bono, meaning as a courtesy. And unfortunately, if auto insurance, employers, or whoever is holding on to your benefits can easily afford to pay these top attorneys, which leave many injured in the fight of their lives, typically against the people they trusted to assist them if seriously injured in a car accident, means that it's going to be a long term. In a way to get around this, some people prefer to work on their cases and then allow these attorneys to negotiate their claim. However, if you spend the time in search of an attorney prior to injury, let me say that again, if you do a search prior to being injured, while your functionality is capable of making decisions in a healthy state, and given there is time, or actually no time restrictions, you can find an attorney that is able to effectively assist in your claim. This also gives you time enough to review the attorney's contract. Again, the person who writes the contract typically has the upper hand. If after reading the contract you feel it's a trap, then recognize you are able to negotiate to have them removed, revised, or continue looking for a lawyer whose demands are more acceptable to you. First, however, you must know what is standard for contracts, remembering that everything is negotiable, but this also has to be worth their time, which means you must have an idea of how much time it's going to take to settle your claim, how much effort a lawyer will have to put into it, and estimated upfront cost. Recognize if an attorney is willing to take your claim, then they have estimated the value of it and their percentage, and this is regardless of the method of payment. Sadly, the only people who are familiar with what is about to happen are typically the person injured in the car accident, meaning most people don't actually know. They're not familiar with the process. Insurance companies and employers deal with this on a regular basis, and this is the reason why I say it is important going into this situation to have the knowledge and skills to navigate the auto insurance claim process, for it's typically within the first few months that the insured is evaluated and a stance is made upon the claim. Therefore, watching their behavior and actions at this time is very important, and typically this is when the injured are at their worst. Many attorneys will want you to immediately sign a contract with them. However, this is not always in your best of interest if you have not done your homework. You must find out if the attorney will go to court when needed, if skilled enough to win, if they do, and who they've come up against in court and won. Learning in the last stages of your claim that your attorney has already made a deal with an auto insurance company and is trying to get you to go along with it can be a very disturbing and disappointing situation when feeling like you've been led down a trough for slaughter. To realize you've been in a maze that looks like a vacation spot until you reach the end of your trip and you become aware that it's really a horror movie starring you. I can only imagine the number of clients getting to the end of their case only to realize the lawyer who was working for them, perhaps, was not as hard-working as they thought. Don't forget, these huge corporations have a great deal of power and resources, and you may not only be the one who becomes a target. Therefore, pick an attorney with a reputation of protecting their clients when dealing with auto insurance companies or employer benefit claims. In my opinion, this is not a job for the faint of heart. True grit is an understatement in these cases. Most attorneys have a gift for gab, or they would not be in this industry. Therefore, when the facts on how they handle their cases come to light, make sure to visit local courthouses, because they can provide information, and give yourself truly enough time to investigate who their clients have been. You don't want to hire one that makes their living from corporations. In other words, you want to make sure that the attorney you hire isn't one that typically works for people in the insurance. And you don't want to go in and spill your heart out to attorneys that work for them, okay? In fact, save spilling your heart out to your wife or husband or someone you don't expect can be influenced in any way to harm you. Staying with the facts of your case, in my opinion, is important. From my experience, some companies will go to any length to demean and intimidate insurers and hope that they will be dropping their claim. There are examples of attorney contracts online and in the libraries. You don't have to become an expert. Learning the basics is fine. The key is knowing what you can live with and what you can't, and standing your ground when getting close to the end of your claim, because this is when things begin to heat up. By this time, you'll want to know where your bottom line is, because in most cases, this is when the, quote, beatdown begins. In my opinion, the twists and turns of your claim come out at this point, so stay focused and calm. Recognize intimidation practices from anyone who throws them your way. When you decide on an attorney and sign a contract with them, immediately take a highlighter and mark the main points of the contract and review them in order to help keep them in mind. My book, Car Accident by Estra, has a section to write down appointments with your attorney and things to track. It's important to keep up with what's happening in your case. It's important to know what your claim is worth and evaluate if what your attorney states your claim worth is initially is close to the settlement amount. If it's not, you may want to evaluate for yourself what has happened during this claim process and whether this attorney worked in your best interest. Sometimes things don't go as planned, but when this happens, there are reasons, and in my opinion, it's important to discern what influence made this happen or actually made these turns of events. It's always important to evaluate what has taken place and why. This information will be useful for you or someone you know or love in the future. Going through an auto injury claim is a learning process for most insureds, and in my opinion, it's easy to get burned if you don't understand or know the process, and sometimes even if you do. Also, with anything in life, live, learn, and grow, and never give up. What you've been through will be an asset for the future. I am of the belief that you can take whatever happens in life and make it work for you and others. Attitude, just keep it positive in the midst of any storms. Many lives have been rebuilt after trouble, and although it may not be easy to recover, it can be done. When signing a contract with an attorney, trust in what you are doing to progress your claim, yet verify that this is the direction you want to proceed and in your best interest. Never stop being your best advocate. Turning over the reins to someone else without input does not necessarily take you where you want to go, so stay involved. Quote, go home and I'll call you doesn't always work. Lawyers and auto insurance companies work a lot together. In my opinion, they can speak a language all of their own, navigating levels of communication that is foreign to the average person. Depending on the level of power each organization contains, from my perspective, how they communicate with each other depends on their established relationship. Remember, in most cases, attorneys are paid by the percentage of money received, and the amount received is typically by the insurance companies. Therefore, in my opinion, not only are they tied to your compensation, they are also tied to these insurance companies' willingness to pay. They can make it difficult on attorneys due to typically holding the, quote, money ball, so to speak. Therefore, from my perspective, this dependency extends not only to your case, but the total number of cases involving a particular auto insurance company. A client cannot anticipate the stance an insurance will take on their claim or the response the attorney will have to the insurance company's actions to bombard them, if necessary, with so much paperwork that it would almost be impossible for them to manage. Therefore, take the time and evaluate both the insurance company's history and the attorney's track record with them. Do they typically settle with the insurance company? What practices are common among this insurance company? The more you learn about the relationship between your attorney and an insurance company, the better able you will be in deciding whether this is the team you want to be working with. Information is power. Otherwise, the insurance industry would not invest in learning as much as possible about you. Nevertheless, don't let intimidation or harassment stop you from pursuing claims. Make your decision to do the best of your ability and know you've done all that you can, including the selection of an attorney to represent you in an auto insurance claim. Needing an attorney in most cases is an indication of a stressful situation. Most people have a preference of resolving a situation in an amicable manner. In my opinion, most people are fair in their assessment and just want to be treated fairly in the auto insurance or employer benefit claim process. Because current legislation does not hold up the best interest of the insured at the same level of the insurer. In other words, Congress isn't, and their lobbyists have promoted the needs of the insurance companies over the people who are injured. The option to make dealings fair has no consequences for most insurance companies, and therefore some decide in the best financial interest rather than a moral one. This does place attorneys in a precarious position. However, many attorneys have learned to navigate these waters and protect the interests of their clients. You, as a client, must also do your part. You must educate yourself about the environment you now have found yourself in, learn how to be your best advocate by gaining insight into an industry that does not always think of their insured first, by selecting an attorney with a history of working strictly with the people injured in car accident and not bending from the pressures placed upon them by insurance companies. There will be no guarantees about your case, but by the end, you feel that both you and your attorney have done the best you could in the situation you're in. Good luck in finding an attorney that is both skilled in their craft and able to come beside you as an advocate.